Good morning. Clear skies and cold temperatures to start the day across interior New York and New England, with many locations across the higher terrain well below zero and in the valley slightly above. In the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, temperatures closer to 10 above, but we still have a northwest breeze which is adding a wind chill factor to the air, and most everyone feels like it's at or below zero. As we head through the day on Tuesday, that same high pressure will keep us dry with a good amount of sunshine, especially the first part of the day, before clouds start to increase in advance of the next system, which is scheduled to arrive during the day tomorrow. High temperatures will rebound on the backside of the high pressure center during Tuesday afternoon, and most everyone will be in the upper teens and lower 20s on average for afternoon highs. With the increasing and thickening clouds tonight, not nearly as cold for overnight lows. In fact, some locations may stay put in the upper teens and lower 20s, while others will fall slightly. Either way, it looks like we'll wake up with mostly cloudy skies and temperatures close to 20 degrees on Wednesday morning with the approach of that next system. It looks like we'll start off with some snow or sleet during the morning on Wednesday before temperatures warm past freezing. There is a chance of a period of freezing rain before rain showers take over on Wednesday afternoon, with high temperatures reaching into the middle and upper 30s. A front associated with this system will pass through the region on Wednesday night, and colder air will start to move in. So rain showers will transition to light snow or snow showers late Wednesday night and Thursday morning before we dry it out on Thursday afternoon as colder air builds in. Out ahead of this front, early day highs on Thursday will reach to about 40 before temperatures drop. Even colder air will come in for the end of the week on Friday behind this system. It'll be breezy with the chance of snow showers, otherwise partly sunny, with highs back into the upper 20s. That cold air will settle in to start the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds near 20 on Saturday, and this will set the stage for a couple of weaker disturbances to come through on Sunday and Monday, both with the chance of light snow and highs in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system continues to consolidate as it exits the central Rockies and into the central plains this morning. Parts of the central high plains have already been impacted by blizzard or near blizzard conditions as the storm intensifies. The storm is forecast to track east across the central plains and into the Great Lakes through tomorrow, and a swath of snow is expected to the north of the storm track with a foot of accumulation possible over the Great Lakes. South of the track, rain is expected to fall ahead of a cold front, especially over the southeast on Thursday, where heavy rain and thunderstorms are possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under clear skies and 9 below zero, with a northwest wind at 113 gusting to 123 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 1 degree, the dew point 13 below, 51% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 9, and the barometer at 30.54 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid to upper 20s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the mid 20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 5 degrees, the low 7 below. The average temperature 1 below zero, which is 23 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 14.8 inches now for the month, which is 2.5 inches above normal, and 28.5 inches for the season, which is 6/10 of an inch of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 62 set in 1906, and the record low 20 below zero in 1984. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:55 p.m., 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the middle teens. Increasing clouds and becoming breezy tonight with temperatures holding in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds and becoming breezy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs right around 20. Increasing clouds and becoming breezy tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 20s. Increasing clouds and becoming breezy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 20s. Increasing clouds and becoming breezy tonight, lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, some snow and sleet in the morning, then freezing rain and rain showers in the afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Morning rain changing to snow, then ending with highs near 40 early in the day on Thursday, then temperatures falling. Mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered snow showers Friday in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and cloud near 20 on Saturday, and a chance of light snow both Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.